India grapples with surge in crypto-enabled drug trafficking on dark web. Key points: India reports 92 cases of crypto-enabled drug trafficking on the dark web over 4 years, prompting the creation of a special task force to monitor suspicious transactions. The Narcotics Control Bureau is prioritizing training in cryptocurrency forensics and dark web investigations to combat the evolving threat of tech-savvy drug traffickers. India's junior Home Minister Nityanand Rai recently unveiled alarming statistics in Parliament, highlighting the growing intersection of cryptocurrencies, the dark web, and drug trafficking. Over the past 4 years, India has registered 92 cases where digital currencies and dark web platforms were used to facilitate illegal drug trade, signaling a new frontier in the country's battle against narcotics. Crypto-related drug cases on the rise. The data, presented in response to questions from opposition MP Jose K. Mani, reveals a volatile trend in crypto-related drug cases. From just 3 cases in 2020, the numbers surged to 49 in 2021, underscoring the rapid adoption of digital currencies by drug traffickers. While 2022 saw a drop to 8 cases, the figures climbed again to 21 in 2023, with 11 cases already recorded in the first 4 months of 2024. This fluctuation in crypto-enabled drug trafficking cases presents a unique challenge for law enforcement, as it suggests traffickers are adapting quickly to evade detection. The use of cryptocurrencies adds a layer of anonymity to transactions, making it increasingly difficult for authorities to trace the flow of funds. Government response and cryptocurrency regulations. In response to this growing threat, Minister Rai announced the formation of a special task force dedicated to monitoring suspicious cryptocurrency transactions related to drug deals on the dark web. This move signals the government's recognition of digital currencies' critical role in modern drug trafficking operations. Furthermore, the Narcotics Control Bureau, NCB, is prioritizing training in cryptocurrency forensics and dark web investigations. This initiative aims to equip law enforcement officers with the technical skills needed to track and analyze crypto transactions linked to drug trafficking. The rise of crypto-enabled drug trafficking in India is part of a global trend where the pseudonymous nature of many cryptocurrencies is being exploited for illicit activities. As India continues to debate its stance on cryptocurrency regulation, these cases highlight the urgent need for a framework to address the misuse of digital currencies while fostering innovation in the fintech sector. Notably, India's Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman's 2024 Union Budget speech on July 23 did not mention cryptocurrencies, leaving the existing tax regulations unchanged for another year. This lack of new regulatory guidance comes when the country grapples with increasingly using digital currencies in illegal activities. In a related development, India's Financial Intelligence Unit blocked Binance and several other offshore crypto exchanges in January 2024 for failing to adhere to the country's Anti-Money Laundering Act. However, the government has offered these exchanges an opportunity to resume services if they comply with regulations and pay specified fines. Challenges and future implications. While traditional methods of drug trafficking persist, with 1,025 cases involving parcels or couriers reported in the same period, the emergence of crypto-enabled trafficking presents unique challenges. Unlike physical shipments, cryptocurrency transactions can be conducted instantly across borders, requiring a new approach to monitoring and interdiction. As India's law enforcement agencies race to keep pace with technological advancements, the effectiveness of the new task force and training programs will be crucial. In the coming months, cryptocurrency exchanges and transactions will likely be scrutinized more closely as part of India's broader strategy to combat drug trafficking in the digital age. This evolving situation underscores the complex relationship between emerging technologies and law enforcement. As cryptocurrencies continue to gain prominence in legitimate and illicit activities, India's response to this challenge could set important precedents for addressing crypto-enabled crime globally.